My name is Ruth Foley. This is After Raking. The train seems suddenly close. Through falling leaves, the flash of metal draws near, rumbling gold and red in late afternoon sun. I love the sweet futility of raking, the sweep and scrape of leaves against the tines. I love the apples. Too small to eat, they make a satisfying thunk in the compost bin, lend weight to paper bags light with leaves. I love the clean swath where rake first touches ground, and the way the leaves slide down to soften the edges of the path, like batter on a spoon when a finger is drawn through it. I love standing in the shower after sundown, raking flecks of leaf out of my hair. There is no better clean than after raking, ligaments loosely hitching bone to bone, steam streaming behind you in puffs as you slip into comfort and night. September 22, 1938, Green Hill, Rhode Island. After the hurricane claimed the left wall of her house, she climbed the stairs to where her bedroom used to be. Her boyfriend had a house there, too. When the sea came, it took everything from him, each plank of wood, each bed, each tiny piece of him, a larger part he never brought himself to name. What it could not move, the stone foundation, the beach rock steps, it buried under blankets of sand. He found his thick black towel in the waves, hung it on her mother's line to dry, kept it for the next 60 years. He took a picture of her sitting on her stairs, long legs muscled under her like she was steeling herself to leap. Her brothers, her father, stand in the yard and in the exposed living room, shielding their eyes as they look up at her, at the possibilities opened by catastrophe.